regarding it and regarding all the hollow places, why is one separated from the other? And he answered me and said unto me, These three have been made that the spirit of the dead might be separated, and such a division has been made for the spirit of the righteous, in which there is the bright spring of water, and such has been made for sinners, which they die and are buried in the earth, and judgment has not been executed on them in their lifetime. Here their spirit shall be set apart in this great pain till the great day of judgment and punishment and torment of those who curse forever and retribution for their spirit. There he shall bind them forever, and such a division has been made for the spirits of those who make their suit, who make disclosure concerning their destruction. When they were slain in the days of the sinners, such has been made for the spirits of men who were not righteous, but sinners, who were complete in transgression, and of the transgressors they shall be companions, but their spirit shall not be slain in the day of judgment, nor shall they be raised from tents. Thee I blessed the Lord of glory and said, Blessed be my Lord, the Lord of righteousness, who rule forever. From thence I went to another place, to the west of the ends of the earth, and I saw a burning fire, which ran without resting, and paused not from its course day or night, but ran regularly. And I asked, saying, What is this which rests not? And then Raguel, one of the holy angels who was with me, answered me and said unto me, This course of fire which thou hast seen is the fire in the west which persecuted all the luminaries of heaven. The seven mountains in the northwest and the tree of life. And from thence I went to another place of the earth, and he showed me a mountain range of fire, which burnt day and night. And I went beyond it and saw seven magnificent mountains, all different each from the other, and the stones thereof were magnificent and beautiful, magnificent as a whole, of glorious appearance and fair exterior. Three towards the east, one founded on the other, and three towards the south, one upon the other, and deep, rough raveness, no one of which joined with any other. And the seven mountains was in the midst of these, and it excelled them in height, resembling the seat of a throne. And fragrant trees encircled the throne, and amongst them was a tree such as I had never yet smelt. Neither was any amongst them, nor were others like it. It had a fragrance beyond all fragrances, and its leaves and blooms and wood wither not forever. And its fruit is beautiful, and its fruit resembles the dates of a palm. Then I said, How beautiful is this tree, and fragrant, and its leaves are fair, and its blooms very delightful in appearance. And then answered Michael, one of the holy and honored angels who was with me, and was their leader, and he said unto me, Enoch, why dost you ask me regarding the fragrance of the tree, and why dost you wish to learn the truth? And then I answered him, saying, I wish to know about everything, but especially about this tree. And he answered, saying, This high mountain, which you have seen, whose summit is like the throne of God, is his throne, where the Holy Great One, the Lord of Glory, the Eternal King, will sit when he shall come down to visit the earth with goodness. And as for the fragrant tree, no mortal is permitted to touch it till the great judgment, when he shall take vengeance on all and bring everything to its consummation forever. It shall stand then, it shall then be given to the righteous and holy. Its fruits shall be for food to the elect. It shall be transplanted to the holy place, to the temple of the Lord, the eternal King. Then shall they rejoice with joy and be glad, and into the holy place shall they enter, and its fragrance shall be in their bones, and they shall live a long life on earth, such as thy father lived. And in their days shall no sorrow, or plague, or torment, or calamity touch them. Then blessed I, the God of glory, the eternal King, who hath prepared such things for the righteous, and hath created them, and promised to give to them Jerusalem and the mountains, ravines and streams. And I went from thence to the middle of the earth, and I saw a blessed place in which there were trees with branches abounding and blooming over dismembered tree. And there I saw a holy mountain. And underneath the mountain to the east there was a stream, and it flowed towards the south. And I saw towards the east another mountain higher than this, and between them a deep and narrow ravine. In it also ran a stream underneath the mountain, and to the west thereof there was another mountain, lower than the former and of small elevation, and a ravine deep and dry between them. And another deep and dry ravine was at the extremities of the three mountains. And all the ravines were deep, ran narrow, being formed of hard rock, and trees were not planted upon them. And I marveled at the rocks, and I marveled at the raven. Yea, I